Thank you very much. We are now reconvening the ALAC work session, part two, and we'll start with a review of the Atlas II recommendations working group. Olivier, it's yours.
Thank you very much, Alan. Olivier Crépin Leblanc. So just a moment ago, the working group met and went through a remaining number of recommendations that were stalled or on hold due to internal processes. We managed to complete a number of them, and we also managed to look at one which somehow was a little bit difficult to implement because it looked at adequately resourcing, having ESOs and ACs that would be adequately resourced to produce impact statements. Can I please ask for silence? We are running a session. Thank you. So we looked at number 4, number 8, and number 30. Earlier today, we also had a meeting with the board. We met with, we provided a quick PowerPoint presentation, reminding them of one recommendation which had been completed and sent to the board, and that was a reminder of an ATRT2 recommendation about advice from different advisory committees. Second, that we presented to the board was just a status update showcasing the amount of work that our the ALAC capacity building working group and also the capacity building work that was done in the different RALOs held many different webinars, both in the RALOs and on the ALAC capacity building working group. So that was just an update. We worked a lot with global stakeholder engagement. And Ariel, if I could please ask you to show the donut that we showed this morning. Status update of where we are with regards to these different reorganizations going on. Here we go. So donut is here. So far, this is as of before our last meeting. The last meeting just took this past hour, so this donut will have changed quite dramatically, or perhaps not so, but it will have changed a little bit. We've had one recommendation or a couple of percent recommendations being discarded because they were obsolete. Then we had 5% of recommendations where response was required, this, such as the recommendation, for example, that the ICANN board, and we asked the ICANN board to act on it. There was 5% of recommendations which were completed and no response was required. And these might include recommendations that we've carried out internally. 30% are on hold pending external processes. Many of the recommendations that we have had in that process have been recommendations pertaining to ICANN's accountability or the place of at-large in ICANN or some potential bylaw changes. These, of course, many of these are now taken into account in the cross-community work group on accountability. And as you know, the process has taken a while, so we have had to put the recommendations on hold until we get more clarity from the CCWG. And it might well be that the recommendation itself thereof in the CCWG. 21% were on hold pending an internal process. These are, in the majority of them, ones that we haven't had a chance to look at. That number will go down because we have now dealt with a handful of these recommendations during the past hour. And 37% of the recommendations are in progress, various levels of progress, some of them 10, 15% done, others that are 90% done, nearly finished, just waiting for one last thing. So that's the progress of the working group. I'm open to questions. Seeing no one put their hand up, thank you very much. And over to you, Alan. Thank you.
2 minutes short. Thank you. Now we have, does anyone have a trumpet roll geared up? We have Laura Bengfert, Jeff Salem, and our own Ariel Lang, who will give a demo of our new website that we have been talking about in one form or another. Yes. Cheryl, how many years? It's probably only 5 or 6 years. Well, be a little longer. We await with bated breath, I think the expression. Who I'm turning it over to, but whoever I'm turning it over to, I'm turning it over to you.
Okay, thank you very much, Alan. This is Laura, and we're very happy to be here. And I just wanted to start out by saying this is really a community-driven and Ariel, who I've been really connected up. We call each other web sisters now. And we adopted Jeff about halfway through the process, which has been really, really fantastic. So what we're going to do today is we're going to jump into the website, but I wanted to just go through and give you guys a quick update. We are calling this the at-large beta launch, or for those that are in the room British, they call it a beta. So just trying to be culturally sensitive. And we have some folks from the translation team, so I'm sure that's being translated into the appropriate languages. So what the beta is, and go ahead and go to the next slide, Ariel. Beta just means that we've kind of finished most of the functionality. We still have a lot of testing to do, and the accessibility work that we were talking about earlier today, and doing some of the final mobile responsiveness and then porting all of the content over, because we want to make sure we don't lose any content. And I see Cheryl nodding her head there. We heard that very strongly. And some of that content actually is, though we are cognizant of the fact that we have translations. We have a little bit of catch-up on translations there. So before getting into the website, I just wanted to make everybody aware of what's going to happen over the next 2 months before switch and go live with the site. So we're in the beta launch here, starting with this meeting. In November, what we would encourage you all to do is start using the new website. In fact, in some cases, the website is more current and updated with the latest policy statement, existing website. So please feel free to use it. Let us know any issues you have, anything that we may have missed. You know, it was a lot of work and a lot of things in putting together a website. So I'm sure we did things, and, you know, it's normal to expect, you know, some feedback and things that we can improve upon. By December, we'll be kind of finishing up that final kind of testing effort, porting over all the pages and adding in some of the areas that we didn't finish, and we're going to talk about that. We just feel we need a little bit more feedback, and we want to really make sure that we're community-driven and hear from you guys on those important things. Then we're targeting to go live in January 2015. That is really your decision. January 2016. They say time flies when you're having fun. So we won't flip the switch unless you all tell me that you're ready to flip the switch. This is a community-driven website and effort, and we rely on your feedback to tell us that is the other primary purpose of the beta. So just quick status website, then we're going to go into the demo and show you how you can give feedback to us. The primary thing that we finished, and thank you to all of you in the RALOs that time out of your day to give us some important feedback that we really use. So I think that's really where the drum roll is going to come in when Ariel shows you what the team has done working with RALOs. We finished those up. We linked the calendar to the Google Calendar that's an at-large. We added featured events. We tidied up the policy summary, and that is all live and active. And we did actually put the beta site into production, which just means that we're kind of moving in kind of a parallel mode at this point. There's a little bit of extra administration on at-large staff parallel, but we think it's very manageable, and we're prepared to do that. And as I mentioned before, our next steps are really getting the tech, finishing the Get Involved and ALAC page, which we need a little bit more feedback for us that, getting a basic content template page to handle other pages that we need, getting the mobile responsiveness and accessibility testing and all of the translated documents, and finally getting your feedback. Speaking of feedback, next slide, we just wanted to show you and leave with you how you can give us feedback. Of course, Ariel and I are always available. You can email us directly. We also created a wiki page. We know how good the wiki is able to allow you to comment. Comments in there, please feel free to put those comments on there as well. We have the site up there right under beta feedback box there that Ariel is showing. And you can go ahead and start using at it, bang away at it, and let us know. Okay, let's go to the website.
This is Sarah Leon for the record. Before we show you the website, I just want to refresh your memory of the current site, which is what we have now. So we're going to show you a before and after makeover. And can I have a drum roll, please? And I'm going to paste the wiki, sorry, the URL in the chat. It's newatlarge.icann.org. Laura, do you want to start on the homepage?
Okay, this is a very quick review. We went through the homepage, if you remember back in Buenos Aires. We primarily were focused on the first band, which was policy. We finished migrating all the policy statements over.
You're too late.
You need to put that up on the microphone. Very good. So I'm just going to do a quick review of what we talked about and what we finished up there. If you'll remember, on the left-hand side, we have all of the policy statements by topic. So if you're a visitor coming to the site and you're interested in a particular topic, you can zero in on that and click on any topic there. The pie tells you how many policy statements were made in each of those topical areas. And so if you click on, let's just take contracted party agreements, which seems to be the biggest slice, and go ahead and click on the word contracted. There we go. So every topic page will give you a little bit of background. In some cases, we're linking out to content that's already there. If there's a video, you see over the right, there was a nice video that the comms team plugged in that talked about contractual clients. And you'll see a handy list of all the policy statements that were related and pertaining to that topic. The first of which you'll see is in progress. So it also gives you a little status check of where we are with that process. You could click on that statement. And Ariel's going to go through the policy in some more detail, but I just kind of wanted to show you how it's all linked together here.
The links, when there's a topic, there are various policies that probably should be ISIS. Is there a way to actually ensure that if the policy statement or submission is actually relevant to fewer things, it will be in all those
policies? Yes, thank you for that question. There are many policy statements that pertain to more than one topic, and so we have the capability to tag things to more than one topic. So you'll see in that example, this is actually tagged to contracted parties, who is, and reviews and implementation. The other thing I just should point out, and this is getting into a little bit of detail, but it's probably important for you to know that when we're replying or providing a policy statement in response to comment, public comment on the ICANN website is already tagged for us. So we're basically just pulling in those topic tags. And Ariel and I and the team worked on doing some roll-ups for that. It was editable and changeable, but we tried to do our best job in terms of putting that topic taxonomy together to organize this for you. And actually, most of the credit of that goes to Ariel. Okay, so if we go back to the homepage, that works for any of the topics that you can select there. Over on the right-hand side, you'll see the most recent policy statements that you all are probably a lot more familiar than I am. But you'll see that there's quite a few that are in progress. Some are maybe in the drafting process, some may be in the voting, you know, stage, and then some might be recently submitted. So if we click on the third one there that was recently submitted, this is an example of one that was recently submitted. It looks like on October 15th, so I guess that would have been last week. And you'll see if you scroll down, we have a link out to the actual statement that was submitted to public comment. There it is. And if we go back, you can see the progression of that statement under activity. So the first thing that is usually occurring once at-large makes the determination that they are going to reply to a public comment with a statement, typically the first thing that occurs is a wiki workspace is created, then a final draft is placed on that wiki, the community starts commenting on the wiki, the final draft is posted, the voting process goes through, and then it's submitted. So those links do link out to the wiki. You can click on them if you like, but you can probably just trust us.
Sorry to be a pest, but I've, when you say goes to the wiki, one of the problems that some of us have is hard to find the link to that particular topic. So have you thought about, for example, the contract, and it belongs in three places. Have you thought about that topic actually links to those wikis so we don't have to go hunting?
Yes, exactly. So one of the main advantages of this website is it's almost like a portal to finding all that information on the wiki. Seems like how most people are thinking about this. So go ahead and click on that, and this is how we would envision that you would link and find that page right away. So you don't really need to go to the wiki anymore. You can just go to the new website. Look at the latest. I'm going to show you how to search and find things, and then it just takes you right there.
This is Dave Kisundial for the record. Do we have media social connectors, like if a user wants to log in using Facebook or Google Plus, will the user be able to use these connectors to log in?
We don't require a login this website. So we do anticipating having a login for some features, such as for ICANN staff or maybe in the future for others to edit content and add the data, and also for things like following, if you want to follow a public comment and subscribe and get emails to that. So we don't have logins in that respect. We do have links out to the social media channels down at the bottom of the website so that you can post and share and look at what has been posted on the website. I'm not sure if I answered your question.
Chris Gift. Let us know what social logins you require, because we've thought about it before, and also supporting that on ICANN.org. You know, we did support a connection with LinkedIn, which we have recently taken down. The only thing we want to be very sensitive to is that we just don't support one or two of them that are very focused perhaps on, you know, North America. We want to be sure if we do support social logins, we support things that are popular in South America or in Asia or anything like that. But by all means, if you have social logins you want to use, send us that. We'll aggregate it and get back to you and say, okay, is this a good set of them? Thank you.
This is Sean for the record. Thank you for the presentation. One of my comments is a follow-up to what Dev just mentioned. My own request would be, I'm looking at the statement, for instance. It would be good to have a share to media with options to direct share of the page to the Facebook, to LinkedIn, or any other. The other thing is, are you actually have any particular template in determining how you actually name the titles? Because I'm looking at IANA, for instance, I see cross-community working group. It doesn't say anything. Is that saying that it's from ALAC? Is it from, because as we continue different RALOs will submit statements, different ALAC will submit statements, and we could even have statements from ALSs as well. So is it possible to have a person naming convention on this thing so that we know which is which? The other thing is in relation to language. It seems it's all English right now, and it's also relying on Google Translate, which usually is not as reliable. So is there an intention to actually have a versions, I mean, different versions of the site? Yeah.
Thanks, Sean, for the questions. This is Erin Leon for the record. I will answer your first two questions. One is about social sharing. That's in our pipeline, and we will implement that design later on after we officially launch the site. So we will have that capability built in the website to share on various. And then the second question, I think it's about, can you remind me again? The naming of the statements. This is also, we have noticed that most of our statements are called ALAC statement on the title of the public comment. And we do know FRALO draft statements. And also we have some other types of, for example, white paper or analysis or advisory. We have a kind of a naming nomenclature. And that's also in our plan that we want to work with the community to figure out a more standard naming system so that we can title those statements in that way. And right now we reflect the ALAC statement on top of the public comment title, but we envision that this can be changed based on the type of a statement. So that's in our plan to do that, and we want to work with all of you to implement this. And now let Laura answer the translation question.
I knew translation was going to come up. So real quickly, there's two things I want to talk about on translations. You'll notice that we do have Translate widget up at the top. We put that on there. It's a real quick thing to add on there, but we do realize we need to holistically have a translated website. And we talked a little bit about that in Buenos Aires. And in the individual RALO calls, we talked a lot about translation. So, Ariel, if you don't mind, can you go to the existing at-large website? We have a couple things that we need to do in the near term for translation while we work on the long-term translation solution. So on the existing website, if we look at correspondence, which is where the existing policy statements are, you'll see that they're up to date in English. And if you click on Spanish or one of the other languages, we have a little bit of catch-up to do on translations, maybe in some of the languages. So what we need to do before January when we go live is we need to port all of the content that's left over and we haven't ported over into the new website, including these translations, once we get them caught up. And then it'll be very similar to how the language subnav is here. So what you would expect to see on that policy statement back on the at-large website, as Ariel mentions, as we finish out these things, is to have that same kind of sub-menu there to those. Did anyone else have anything to add on translation? Okay. Tijani, I think, was next.
Thank you very much, Laura. Tijani speaks. Translation is very important for our community because we have a community which is divided into three parts. One part or four parts. One part is English, French, Spanish speaking. They don't. Another part who are only. So we have, the community is let, and we have people who don't understand the other language, so it is necessary to have the translation. I know that we have a very good translation service, and Dina is here. I want to thank her for the quality of the work they are doing. Sometimes I read things I am sure they are not translated by her or by her team, which doesn't correspond to the original text, which is a big problem. Not having this translation, then have something which is not. So, as for the translation, I pardon, but no, never put something on the website which translated by the professional translator that we have.
And just, we do have an option to take that off of there. It's real easy to do that. It's really your decision. Sirnush, thank you.
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 Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. First of all, congratulations, all of us. We touch a great job, and I was watching quite user-friendly and very easy for me, at least, to find the documents, which I had real difficulty prior to this finding it. Just a couple of comments, and maybe later I will ask Ariel to add some documents, to update, actually, some documents which are RALO-related, which we do have already, so maybe they can be updated in the space. But really great work, and I think it's very useful for us.
Thank you very much. A few comments. On the social media connections, I sympathize with the desire of some people to have them, to be able to log in when log in. I sympathize with the concept that we don't want to focus on U.S.-based ones and Western, you know, Western Europe-based ones. On the other hand, we don't want half of the screen taken up on login pointers. So somehow there's going to be a reasonable balance. On language, and I wish I had been able to say this before some of the other people spoke, I should note that I have made a number of rather strong language to Laura and her colleagues. And they are primarily focused on, I don't, by the way, I don't mind Google Translate as long as you make it clear to everyone this is Google Translate and not pretend this is our formal translation. This is the official translation. I really, really have a problem with a list of languages across the top screen. And when you click them, it says coming soon for the last 4 years, or you take a 17-screen page, and in French or Spanish, it's one short paragraph. So if we're going to do a translation and tell people we have multiple languages, we really have to do it properly. I do question whether we are resourced properly to do that effectively, but we can't pretend we're doing it. No one will notice because they don't click on it. Thank you.
Okay, this is Xiong again for the transcript record. On the home page that where it has the RALOs, I think it would be good to, just like we have the number of ALSs per country, if you click on ALSs, it would be good on that page, without having to click on the continent maps, to actually have an idea of the total ALSs in the particular RALO as well. Then the other thing is, this is a very good site, and we've been saying that we want our ALSs to have presence and so on and so forth. Is there an intention to incubate this effort in a manner that ALSs could actually copy this template and then easily start up? I don't know. Is it built on open source? Is it something that can be paid and used by someone else? Then the other thing I want to say is I learned that there is this site coming up for tracking statements, board response to statements. Is there an intention to actually sync, to have a connection between the Atlas site with those statements to actually see, track from the website what our board responded to the statements that were sent to me?
Before Laura answers, we have a 20-minute hard stop. So I want to really make sure that we give Laura and her colleagues an opportunity to show the rest of the demonstration. There's going to be years of time that we can make specific recommendations, changes and additions and things like that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for that. And maybe we'll take that offline and continue through the website, as Alan proposed. So anyway, that takes us through the policy band. On the regional band is where we have the links out to the various RALOs and ALSs. You'll notice on the right side, we ported over all of the news items from the existing at-large website. So anything that's regional for a RALO or an ALS automatically populates in there by date. And then down at the bottom, we have a list of all of the organizational building working groups. So I'll just skip through and kind of speed it up so we can get to the RALO and ALS pages. Final thing we added was we have the capability for at-large staff to add 3 featured events at the end. So it's fairly easy to update those, and we'll change those as they come up. We've got some links out to the footer, and that pretty much ends kind of the homepage part. And if you can go back up, I just want to show real quickly the news, and then I'll turn it over to Ariel. And the very top of the page. There we go. So up at the top, we have these all linked now, but let's go to news and media. We've ported over all of the news on the existing site, and it is also tagged by topic and by organization. So anything relating to one of the RALOs is tagged. And what you'll see on the left-hand side is a search capability. So let's just say, for example, I wanted to search for NTIA and see what's happening with any transition-related news. So pop up and show me anything recent in that area. If I go back and for another example, if I just want to type in your RALO, it'll automatically pull out the RALOs. Or alternatively, if I reset there, reset, and go down to the bottom and select your RALO, it essentially does the same thing, so it's your preference. And then finally, we'll do one other quick example. I'll have you click on accountability and transparency, and this pulls up anything for that topic. You can also click on the topic or the RALO on this page, but I'm going to reserve the clicking on the RALO over to Ariel. Okay, over to you.
Thank you very much, Laura. So what I'm going to demonstrate to you is the regional band, the second one, pertaining to the ALSs and the RALOs. So if you click on any of these countries, we understand the map is still small, so some countries you cannot see, and we will deal with that later on. But if you click on, for example, United States, you can see U.S. has 15 ALSs and shows here. And then you click Explore ALSs. That will take you to a page that lists all the at-large structures within the RALO. And also, we also include a line that's indicating the RALO has individual unaffiliated members, so that we show that these are the members of the RALO. And you can see their logo, their name and country, city, also their website and the wiki page. And on this page, you can search, for example, if you want to, maybe I'll go to your RALO, and I search which ALSs are in France, for example. I France, and now we'll show these are the two ALSs from France. So we have the search capability. And then these tabs are built in a way that you can easily see the ALSs and individual members in other RALOs as well. So this is the ALS page. And now we also have a quick link at the top right corner, Join at Large. Click on that. That should take you to a page that's explaining what are ALSs, who are the individual unaffiliated members, what are the procedures to join. And we are in process building that content template page, but we have the text ready extracted from the beginner's guide, so we can put that over there. So this is the ALS page. And one clarification note is for the unaffiliated members, for example, I know that URALO has this URALO individual associations. It's so treated as ALS, but it's aggregating all the unaffiliated members there. So we treat the unaffiliated people as if they're grouped in ALS, and then we link out to their wiki page. And also, if they have a website, we'll link. So, Alan, you have a question?
Yes. Is it possible to put in brackets or eliminate links like pointer to the wiki site? It's not a really great user feeling to click on something and find it's empty. In this case, the majority of them are empty.
This is Sarah Leon for the record. Yes, we can. But at the same time, we want to encourage the ALS to start using the wiki, because we heard many times ALS, they don't have their website, they don't have a place to promote their events or content. So we have that space for them to. We can, of course, suppress that link if it's not user experience.
From my point of view, encouraging people to do it by embarrassment might be effective, but if the vast majority of people aren't doing it, it's going to really impact the user experience.
Understood. Thanks, Alan. And Fatima, please.
Thanks, Ariel. Fatima, for the record, and I will speak in Spanish.
Please go back to the page with the map, all the ALSs, the map with the ALSs. When you select Argentina, it says 9 ALSs. And when you go to explore ALSs, click there, and it will take you to a list, but it is not Lacralo's list. Those ALSs are not from Lacralo. Habla Ariel.
Discover the Eastern egg. We have hidden a lot of Eastern eggs in this website, and thank you for helping us debugging on those issues. So thank you very much. Well, Alan, you have a further comment?
No, I was just going to suggest if people have comments, they should identify themselves and turn their microphones on.
Thank you, Alan. So, Tijani? Oh, okay. So I will further demonstrate the Relo page. And so in this band, you can see we have a toggle, and you can talk back and forth between ALSs and Relos. So when you go to the Relo one, we colored it in terms of the Relo colors of the region. And if we click on the URALO area, that take you to the URALO page. And the way we organize the page is that on the left column, it's more like a directory to various resources. So on the top, it's a link out to the URALO leaders. And you can see chair, the secretariat, the ALAC members, the NAMCON delegate. And then their names are linked out to their LinkedIn profile. So you can read about their background. And then we also have the statement of interest SOI page link out to their names, and as well as the little envelope icon means if someone wants to contact the leader from URALO, they can easily contact them by clicking that envelope. And then we also have the former leadership link that link out to a wiki page that lists all the former URALO officers and ALAC members and NAMCON delegate. And then this hyperlink called URALO members that link out to the ALS page for URALO. And then below that, we have categorized several types of information. The first one is meetings and events. So those hyperlinked items, they either link out to the Relo showcase page that currently resides in the old website, but later on we will migrate that over to the new site. And also there's a link called teleconferences and face-to-face meetings. So that link out to the wiki page that lists all the URALO meetings, including the ones that conducted electronically and ones that take place like what we have now during ICANN meetings. And then the next category of information is operating documents that link out to the MOU with ICANN or other operating principles or rules of procedures and this type of information. So these are more like a gateway to the wiki because all the documents are currently residing there. So we just make it very easy for members to find them. And then the next category of information is strategy and reports. We have a link out to the wiki page that has all the secretariat monthly report. And then if Relo has written or drafted a strategy, for example, for outreach, we have those Relo strategy and outreach. So we link out to those key documents as well. And then the last category is capacity building and outreach. So, for example, AP Relo has those AP Relo APAC Hub webinars, so we link out to that page. And then each Relo has their own promotional brochure or trifold, and we make sure to link out to that document as well. So that's the left side. And then on the right side, of course, we have the Relo background information. So that content was extracted from the trifold, and then we also have the slogan of the Relo here. And the second band is a more a featured item band that the admin, for example, staff, they can write short blurb about what's the hot issue or hot event in the Relo and provide those link and photos so that draw people's attention to those key events or activity. And that's easily done in the admin page. And then the last band is what's new. So what you see right now is a list of upcoming calls or meetings or the most recently closed call or meeting. And then these are linked to, it was incorporated from, drawn from the Google Calendar. So if, for example, click on one, the URL month call, that will take you to this Google Calendar page that you can save to your own calendar. So, and this is all automatically built and doesn't require any admin efforts to pull those information over. And then two other things is news related to the RELO, because every news piece, they are tagged by, if they can packed by RELO tag, and if it's tagged as URLO, will come to this page as well. And, it's listed based on the time they were posted. So that's a quick overview of the RELO page. And this is what the left side documents are the ones that I did a quick review and put them over here. But, of course, if you think they're not up to date or you want to have additional documents, please feel free to work with me and we can get this all updated. So I will take a moment for questions and have Judith and Sarah. Oh, sorry, just one more thing. So to go to the RELO page, you can also go from the top navigation. We have this button called Community at the top left. That also goes to each RELO page and the ALS page. So I don't remember. I didn't notice how the queue lined up. So I have Judith, Saranush, Tijani, and Aziz, and Lawrence, and that's it? Did I miss anybody? And, okay. So let's go from Judith. Yes. Thank you.
Yes, this is Judith Hellestein for the record. Thanks so much for all your great work. But I have a question on, I know the colors are the RELO colors. Is there a way to get the RELO color scheme? Because you can hardly see the words RELO on it. And it's just too, maybe there's a way of either working with the colors or working with the white on there so you can actually, and then you can't see this thing on the page. So I was wondering if we could fix those type of things up, and otherwise I think it looks really good. Do we have a link, I haven't looked at it, to the newsletter? Wado has a newsletter. Oh, so it goes to a separate page, it's not on the... That front of the screen where, okay, so then you have the whole thing in the portrait. So maybe I don't know what other people like it, but I'm thinking maybe on that, under RELO, we can say meeting information on our latest newsletter. And then the right side could just be the archive, but this like a link to say latest newsletter.
Yeah, well, I think it was Saranush next, but yeah. Alberto, I noted.
Thank you. My question is that on the right upper corner there is login, and in my case it doesn't take to anyone or anywhere. So I think it's supposed to take us to Wiki space, but I'm not sure or what is it for. And the second point, for our many showcases or any events, great events, big events, we have photos. If there will be somehow gathered somewhere and we can get the link here to have access to those, that will be also great.
So thanks, Judith. I'll get back to you offline about that. And about Saranush's question, right now the logging only applies to me and Laura, and we will build that later on, so no worries. And this is a beta site, so for the official site, we will definitely expand that capability. And in terms of photos, that's a next step. So we will build that later on, maybe phase two. Yeah. And we're running short on time, and perhaps all the rest of the people who want to ask questions, can you talk to me and Laura offline? And after this meeting, we will... comments? Okay, please be quick. Thank you.
It's a call for all of the at-large leagues to go to this website, to try it, because we will have soon a webinar about it with those beautiful ladies. So I would like to make the webinar more Q&A than presentation. The presentation was done here. So you have time to try it. And when we go to the webinar, I hope you will have all your questions with you so that we answered. Thank you.
Alberto, last comment or question.
Alberto Soto.
Alberto Soto speaking. What Fatima has said happens wherever we click, but it also opens a combination of ALSs from several regions. I suggest that we should play around, and those things, when we find them, we will submit those comments to you by mail, and this will speed things up. Might that be possible?
We're really running short on time, so Aziz, please be concise. Last one.
Oui, rapidement.
Yes, briefly, this is Aziz speaking. First and foremost, I congratulate you on this work, which is wonderful, but I just have a question, a point of clarification on the contents for the site. I never know the limit between what corresponds to the staff and what the railroad chairs have to do, and very often we have points that aren't covered by any of them. So I think this should be clarified. Many times I have asked already that the update on the information regarding the ALS be updated. And all the information regarding the ALSs aren't up to date. Some date back to the creation of ALAC. So please, I've already sent you an update from the different ALSs, and that was never updated. So I see that I still have the same problem here. It's the same as Fatima as well. When I click on African ALSs, I see the same list as for North America. So that should be corrected. Thank you.
Yeah, we clearly have some things to kind of final test, and I think we identified bug by three people. So congratulations. Bugs are a good thing, and thank you, Tijani, for really encouraging everybody to send in. If you have any doubts or questions, just go ahead and send it in.
Oui, mais j'aimerais bien une réponse à ma question.
I would like an answer to my question, says Aziz, regarding contents. Who's in charge of all these contents on updating the contents on the railroads?
This is Ira Leon for the record. So for the current, the new site, the ALS and the railroad content, the links, the text, I updated it like from staff side. But I think definitely we need to work together to clarify that procedure so that we all know exactly how to use that site. And I think that's an ongoing thing we need to work on after the Dublin meeting, and maybe we should have a call together to sort that out. So thank you very much for bringing that point again. And one last comment, and we have to close. Really, thank you.
This is Dave Ndiel for the record. Okay, I want to do a last comment on a positive note. First of all, I did make a comment in the last ICANN meeting that okay, the site has to be responsive. So the site is responsive. Thank you very much. And I want to thank the team for having worked for this website. So it is a positive beginning. We are going to improve on the site, but at least we have a site to work on. Thank you very much.
Thank you all. Really, the thanks goes to you. I wanted to just, we didn't get to one thing, and I just wanted to point it out real quick on the website. I know we're out of time, but maybe you all can look at it and give us feedback. We'll have to set up a call to talk about the Get Involved, but if you can just click on it and point people to what we're looking for feedback on. Jeff actually created a couple mock-ups, and we've been really kind of struggling with this one page in particular. So I think, Ariel, we're going to set up a call maybe and try to get some more feedback on this and wrap this page up. So I just wanted to point that out. And I just wanted to also give a shout-out to our development team offshore in India, Zensar. They were up quite late, 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning the past couple weeks, really trying to put the final polish on this. So I wanted to just give them a quick shout out. Thank you, everyone.
Can I just take one photo of everybody, then to our offshore team, because they work till 3 a.m. every day. Just to
quick photo, less talking.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Ariel. I presume this will be the start of a beautiful relationship. All right, the session coming up now. Can I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please, everyone? Thank you. The following session is a closed in-camera session for ALAC members, incoming and current, and formerly appointed liaisons. The subject is the selection of the ALAC chair, ALAC leadership team, and liaisons, which has been identified by a number of current and incoming ALAC members. I have had several requests from ALAC members that this be done as a closed session, not recorded, and can air our dirty laundry, so to speak, without fear of who is listening to it and reporting it in the newspaper tomorrow. So we'll reconvene as soon as the room is appropriately populated. ALAC members, current, ALAC members, incoming, liaison, three liaisons to the GNSO, the CCNSO, and the SSAC. Session officially goes till 4 o'clock. We have about 10 more minutes if absolutely necessary. And the room is occupied after that.
You can't go home.
Sorry.
No, just a reminder that the next session is at 4:30 with the GAC. Don't forget the GAC ALAC session from 4:30 to 5:30.